Dean Lester joins us to preview. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Nards.
Eight races tonight at the Valley. Do you think we can make some money?
Hope so. Need it for the weekend. but I think rail out five, I always gravitate to those on paces, all those that can make ground close to the rail.
Yep.
And I think it looks okay. Probably the first half of the meeting, I think, looks the chance to make money. I think the quaddie legs are quite difficult.
Well, the first race over the 15.23, you can take out the five. Now, we've got number three, Belchick, who's at $6. Kokomo at $4, down to Hansin at $4. First Starter Judicious is the favourite here for Mick Kent at $3.90. And Tusker Brooks in the market too, having been placed at all three runs this preparation at $4.60.
Yeah, that's the key to the race, is that the First Starter is the favourite, Judicious. I haven't seen the horse, so it makes it very hard to make an assessment of what I have seen. I do like Sir Como. I think he ran well at Ballarat first up, will be fitter, and I've actually got quite a good opinion of this horse. I think this time in he should be able to win this maiden, then probably win a Saturday City race in time. I like him tonight to beat Hands In, who resumes, has trialled up nicely. He's got good tactical speed, will use it. 10 Tusker Brook, who's racing consistently, and 3 Belichick, who ran an even race on debut. But as I said, the watch runner, obviously number 7, but what I've seen, 4, 6, 10, 3.
So 4, 6, 10 and 3 the first, but obviously a big query now that the First Starter has been backed. I think they put up $9 in early markets, Dean. But wouldn't it have taken much to bring that in? But still, it's obviously shown ability.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's fancying it, that's for sure.
The second race, you can take out number 1. We've got number 2, Valiant Spirit at $6.50. 3, Perugia's at $9. $5 for Armed and Ready. Down to Kedleston at $5. And the favourite is Shower, who's at $2.15.
Yeah, quite an interesting race here. I thought Valiant Spirit's the interesting runner. First up, I thought was a really good win at Geelong. Very good sectional times, very good win. And then maybe a little bit of a flat run second up. Freshened up, had a trial recently at Balnarring. Thought he'd find the front and just take a little bit of running down. Shelwa's a good filly. She'd probably get off the speed here, but be running on. Hasn't raced for a month. Perugia, he's just going, but from barrier one, he's going to be probably third the fence, doing very little work and can get into the money, and maybe 5 Armed and Ready off the maiden win at just his second start next best. But I think 2 and 8 are the key runners, and 2 certainly the value of that pair. 2, 8, 3, 5.
2 from 8, 3 and 5 the second. We go to race 3 over 1,000 for 3-year-olds. Take out runners 7 and 8. We've got number 1, Dispatch at $4. Branksome Chimes at $4, $2.40 for Freeze Over, down to Star Search at $8, $7 for Streets of Avalon.
Yeah, this is a good little sprint race. I thought that with the Dispatch first up off a long spell, Freeze Over first run for a new stable, there are a few queries. Branksome Chimes was a really good maiden winner last start, and he's always been in the betting at all three runs to date, so he's obviously got a good degree of talent, and that was his first exposure to genuine dry ground, and he won well. I'm going to go with 2 with the race fitness. Freeze Over's a filly I've got a fair bit of time for. First run for the Ellerton Zara team, and her jump outs have been lovely and sharp. She looks the main danger. Dispatch comes off a knee injury Tony McAvoy mentioned earlier on Racing Pulse. Has trialled up nicely and will certainly be competitive with the claim here for Steph Thornton. And Streets of Avalon's just a real constant in these races. He just churns out good, honest runs, and again, should be somewhere around the mark. But quite a good race, one of the highlights of the night. 2, 3, 1, 5.
2 from 3, 1, 5 in the third. The fourth event is over 15.23. We've got number 1, Gravist at $3.50. Hunamosa at $3.80. Down to Coram at $6.50. Wan and Warrior at $8.50. Light and Fire at $4.
I like Gravist here. He's had the three runs back. He's steadily hitting form. He's a winner here. And I think from barrier one, mightn't have to get quite as far back as he often does. And I think he's well suited. There's a couple that will improve here from getting better barrier draws than they have of late, and they are 4, Wan and Warrior, who I think can race a lot closer from a good draw. 5, Light and Fire's been going really well, but just giving away big starts from wide draws. They've drawn a lot better tonight and can both be very competitive. And Hunamosa's a really consistent horse in this grade. His only failure in his last 4, or his unplaced effort, was when he stepped up to 1,800. I think he's better suited at this trip. But one, clearly the one to beat from 4, 5 and 2.
1 from 4, 5 and 2, race 4. Race 5, this is the opening leg of the quaddy. There are no scratchings. We've got number 2, Rockets Red Glare at $5, $3.70 for Stravira, down to 4.20 for Rodden Ton, and Ositra is at $4.40.
Yeah, well, she's often been very much overbet in the past, etc., because of being the first foal of Black Caviar, but that's settled down now over time, and she resumes off the back of, I thought, a really good trial last week at Flemington. She was lovely and sharp, and I think around the valley she's going to give them something to chase, number 9, and you're getting, an acceptable price to find out. I think the three-year-olds are right in play here, the other one being number 8, Rodden Todd. It was a very good run down the straight last start to Nature Strip, can run well. 2 Rockets, Red Glare's the real stalker in this race. He'll be off pace, but if they overdo the speed up front, he's the one with the best closing speed. And 5 Stravira, who's racing really well. I just think a little bit under the odds here, but certainly a good competitive chance. 9, 8, 2 and 5.
9 from 8, 2, 5 in race 5. We look over to race number 6. You can take out runners 5, 10, 13 and also 16. Main ones are 2 Sunday Prey at $6.50. Then you're down to 5 for Sabotage. $6 for Comrade Ned, $4.20 for Shawnee, and then you're down to Believing at a 7.
This is a very open race. I thought that the clear leader here was Divine Dice, number 3, and she had a pretty tough last start and ultimately dropped out, but I think far better suited here. 12 Ciani resumes from a spell. She's a good filly, but she'll get a long way back. 8 Comrade Ned has won 3 of its past 4, drawn wide but can be competitive. And 15 Believing was a good run last start. It was a really good ride getting through the pack. Might be next best, but a very open race. 3, 12, 8 and 15.
3, 12, 8, 15. Race number 7, take out runners 1, 2, 5 and also the 15. We've got number 4 Tough Bicky at $6, $9 for Gilchrist. $8.50 Aurora Rose, $9 there for Fontaine Lad, Diamond Grace is at $4.40. Raindrops on Roses is a $6 chance.
Yeah, the stayers, there's not a lot between these usually, and again, that'll be the case. I'm going with number 12, Raindrops on Roses, who I just think will get a pretty cheap run here just behind the speed. And Jamie Carter ride, I think, is a bonus. And on the round the each way, it's got a good chance, but as I said, luck in running between these horses, they're very evenly graded. Improvers here might be 6 Gilchrist, who gets a big weight drop on his last run, getting fitter. 9 Dreaded, just got held up for too long last start. He's got to really roll into a race. Hopefully the speed will be good here, which it should be with a horse like Aurora Rose in the race. And I think Aurora Rose has certainly got a chance, but that race doesn't end there. It's a pretty open affair. 12, 6, 9 and 8.
12 from 6, 9 and 8. And then we go over to the last race, race 8. And this is over 1,000. Take out runner 7. And 8. We've got number 3, Club Tropicana at $4.40, Avanti Rose at $6, $8 for Miss Vespa. Favourite is True Excelsior at $2.90, and then you've got Falling Waters at $5.
I think key runner here might be Club Tropicana, freshened up, trialled very nicely last week, and might be back on track here after a couple of unplaced efforts before a break. 3 to beat 4 Avanti Rose. Just gets the good run again. She's got that knack of making her own luck and getting a lovely run. This is a bit harder, but can run well. Falling Waters, 1,000 metres around the valley, is a really good scenario for her, and she's right in the mix. And True Excelsior's a legitimate winning chance, very well found off the back of a pretty good trial at Geelong recently, resumes here and will be competitive. 3, 4, 10 and 9.
3 from 4, 10, 9 in the last. What's your best Ruffy Quaddy and Player of the Night, Dane?
My best Nards is Graviste, race 4, number 1. Best value, it's a tough race 6, but I thought number 3, Divine Dice, would give a great sight out on speed at the each way odds, race 6, number 3. Quaddy, I think it'll pay well, so it'll be a flexi night, but first leg 2, 5, 8, 9. Second leg 1, 2, 3, 8, 12, and 15. Third leg 6, 8, 9, 11, and 12. Come home on 3, 4, 9, and 10. Play of the night for me, I'm going to take a parlay 2 and 3, and therefore the win. Race 1, number 4, Sir Como. Race 2, number 2, Valiant Spirit. And race 4, number 1, Graviste.
Good on you, Dean. Good luck with it.
Terrific. Thanks, Nath.